I think that the parent is the integral key in the education of a child. And if you can read to your child and engage them with books from day one, you're going to put them so far ahead of children who haven't read, and you're going to give them that boost that they need. And it's going to be a matter of language acquisition. It's going to be background knowledge. It's going to be all sorts of wonderful things that help a child to feel comfortable with print and to be able to move forward when they get into school.
How young should you start?
Parents
read before birth. We've heard
exactly.
That.
Exactly. You know, in 1985, there was a landmark study that was called The Nation of Readers. And in that study, they said that that's the single most important thing that you can do is read to your child to ensure success in school.
What do you do with an area that is impoverished, high poverty levels, where some of the parents are having difficulty or families that are raising these children are having difficulties reading themselves?
Well, you know, that is a problem. And I think that there are so many things going on in our community, really, that are going to help parents to be able to do that. I think we need to have a common language with parents. We need to make them feel comfortable with what they can do with their child. There are so many resources. There's the public library, and they have a program, summer reading program, every summer. There is First Book, and just recently you did a story on the Buffalo School District and how they gave 35,000 books out. Kenmore Schools did something similar. So there's all kinds of wonderful things going on that way. But beyond that, if you have parents who have English as a second language or they're English language learners themselves, there's so much going on online that they can do. There are things like all sorts of programs online where they can read a book with their child, and they don't have to have the facility of language that you might hope they have, and that can also help them learn to read and feel comfortable with print.
What do you suggest schools and teachers do better when it comes to literacy?
Well, I think that if they can engage parents to help them with boosting literacy, that's going to be a big step forward, not only for the child, but also just for the entire learning experience. I think if parents feel engaged, they want to be partners with the school, and they want to do what they can to help their child. You know, you don't have to be a great reader to have a conversation about a picture book. And when you do that, you're just boosting literacy, you're enhancing language acquisition. And so if you can help parents to see how they can do that and the best ways to go about it and where the resources are available, you're just closing that loop, and the gaps are going to be smaller.
Tell us about Empowering Families.
It's my 11th book, and it's the first book I've co-written, and I co-wrote it with Susan Bush. And Susan Bush is a retired teacher from the Kenmore School District. And so the two of us have worked together over the years on many projects within the community. And so I invited her to work with me on this book because I know that she's done a lot within the Kenmore-Tonawanda School District in her community work with parents and families. And I think the point of this book is it's for educators and how to work with parents. And it's really, we kind of conceived of it almost like a recipe of what to do from 6 weeks in advance to 4 weeks before to 2 weeks to the day of an event. And all of the forms that they need to send home to parents, all of the books that we would recommend that they read and read alouds with the kids to lead up to and beyond the event. And we try to provide events that sort of run the gamut from things that involve kids to things that are just for parents and caregivers. And the whole theme throughout the book is literacy and how to bring literacy into the home. And we hope that we've done it in a way that engages parents and doesn't intimidate them, and uses the language that we call the lay language so that parents can feel that they can do things at home. We're not asking them to teach their children. That's our teachers' jobs, but rather to involve their children all the time in literacy-rich experiences.
So what would be a good example of doing that in the home?
Well, reading aloud every single day. If you can read aloud to your child for 15 minutes a day, you are just giving them such a head start and continuing it. I have to say, in the years that I taught, and I've taught from preschool through college, I have always read aloud to my students. I even read aloud to my graduate level students in college. And I have to tell you, the course that I just finished teaching was a course of graduate students. And I started reading aloud to them the first day of class, a book that was a great book to, it was a novel. But it was a novel that would sort of exemplify a lot of the things that I was teaching in the course. Well, by the second week, they would look at the clock and say, well, you are going to read to us today, are you? And so it just kind of gives you the idea that everyone loves to be read to. And if you can read to your child, I mean, you're not only engaging them with print, but you're building a wonderful relationship. You talk to them about the book, so then they're talking back to you. So you're building listening skills, speaking skills. They're listening. Causes their attention span to grow. So it's just this amazing way to really develop not only the literacy, but also to develop your relationships.
What is it about that connection of reading out loud? Because you mentioned that they do listen, but you would almost think that they're not paying attention. But it's just having that other voice going through the text for them?
Well, and I think it's the having the one-on-one attention. And it's, you know, we live in a really busy world. And when you can read to your child in a distraction-free place and you can give them that full-fledged attention for 15 minutes, that's amazing. That's an amazing piece. You know, when I do professional development with teachers and educators, I often start by asking them to recall a time when they were read to. And normally what happens is they can remember being read to and they can remember the details, but they can't remember the book. But that's really not what's important. It's the experience that they remember. And for many of those children, adults, as children, it's what turned them on to books.
What about reading comprehension, even if they're reading and they're not really fully taking it all in?
Well, I think that in many aspects, they are taking it in. And even though, I mean, you know, as a parent, you don't need to feel that you have to question them, like on the literal meaning of the text. You might want to talk about the issues in the book, or you might want to talk about how a character was feeling. Or if you're reading an informational or nonfiction book, you might talk about how you're going to use that information on a trip or even, you know, construction equipment and how you're seeing that in your neighborhood. The other thing that's wonderful about books, and Dr. Needleman talks about this, he's the co-founder of Right to Read and also took over the Dr. Spock books, and he talks about toxic stress, and he talks about how when we are facing issues that are tough, and when young children are facing issues that are almost like a war-torn nation might experience, but it doesn't have to be that severe for a child, that there are things that happen in the brain that affect your learning. Even though it's in the non-cognitive side of the brain, it affects your learning. So if we can find ways for them to escape into books, we are sort of short-circuiting that toxic stress, and that's been proven. So
when you hear of all the difficulties with an education crisis and failing schools and trouble with Common Core, do you sit back and just feel very frustrated inside because you know there's the answer?
Well, I feel frustrated for the children, but I also feel that there are answers and there are ways that we can make inroads. And I think that we always have to have that optimism. We have to feel like we can do it. When I teach graduate students, I say, you know, if you don't have that fire in your gut, please go do something else, because we need you to be so involved and so committed to this profession if you're going to be a teacher, that if you don't feel committed, you know, find something else to do, because the children are our future and, you know, you really need to engage in that.
Best advice to a parent listening right now?
Read to your child every day for 15 minutes.
Judy, thank you so much for coming in and talking about your great work on literacy and encouraging people to read.
Thank you for having me.